to Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. This is our first episode of the season. Easy, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Juice. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back with the fantasy
yes,
stuff.
Yes, sir. You know? Football's back. The fans are back. Man, I haven't enjoyed a Premier League weekend like this one. I don't know if it was because of the fans or maybe it's the bias because fantasy went well for everyone, but I was just enjoying it. From Friday, I was really enjoying it. What a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, fans are back. It makes the games a lot more crazy. So many goals in so many games.
Yes.
You know, hat tricks and big performances, and the fantasy was high scoring. Fantasy is boring when it's, you know, 40 points and stuff. This time, sure, we had so many points, you know, for everyone. So that was
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So with that being said, we thought it would be a good idea to just have like an initial reaction video to game week one. We haven't planned this out. We're just kind of getting our thoughts out there on a very high scoring game week, I think, for most people.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of the leagues that I'm in, I think people were averaging 90. Like, that was, you know.
Yeah, that was standard.
That was, like, standard. So, yeah, just thoughts on game week one. You went with Bruno as captain.
I did.
And
obviously, a tough choice between him and Salah, you know.
Sure. He's highest scoring game week in fantasy ever.
This one here?
Yeah, this one here. 20 points. That's his highest return.
Wait, who?
Bruno, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. He hasn't had such a big... I did. I mean, the decision was very difficult. I won't, you know, claim to be a genius or anything. I was really torn between the two, and I changed him at 29 plus 7. So there was a minute left, and I was like, you know what? Wow. Let me go with Bruno. My gut was actually Salah. I had Salah on for the whole week.
Yes.
And then I was like, first man, Leeds, I was looking at their preseason results. They were conceding so many goals. You know, last season, Salah had a hat-trick against Leeds in the opening game week.
Yes.
And then Bruno was just looking fresh, you know, in the preseason game against Everton. So I was like, you know what? But then I was worried because I was like, you know, Rashford isn't there. Sancho isn't starting. No Cavani. You know, is the link-up play going to be great?
Sure.
But luckily, you know, he came through.
No, he did. He really did. I remember watching it, and I knew you had him as captain. I thought to myself, damn, I should have spoke to you about, because we didn't really discuss our game week one teams. But I thought to myself, man, if I spoke to Glenn, he would have convinced me. He probably would have convinced me. But Salah pulled through. So
he did.
Yeah, I was
unless if
that.
I had spoken to you a minute before, how fast I would have just said Salah. Right. And you would have thought I'm a dick for saying Salah and then choosing Fernandes. Because it was a late decision, you know.
Sure. But, you know, funny enough, when you talk to anyone in fantasy, like, you have to know that, like, they may change their mind at the last minute, you know, after they spoke to you. So, like,
yeah,
it's just something you take with a pinch of salt. I went with Salah. I wasn't really as torn as you were. I kind of didn't want to overthink it. I was just kind of like, I can live and die. I can, you know what? If Salah blanked this past game week, I wouldn't be mad at myself. You know, I think I'd be okay. I wouldn't be like, damn, that was like a bad decision not having him. Likewise with you captaining Bruno. So, yeah, not. And the difference was 3 points, so it turned out right.
Exactly.
Benarama, we were talking about, he had quite a week. Antony as well, the West Ham guys. So you didn't have him. You went with Barnes instead.
I went with Barnes instead of Benarama, which was obviously a mistake, clearly.
Yeah.
But, you know, Benarama took Lingard's position.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more, I'd say, technically better than Lingard, just in terms of passing and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Lingard's a better goal scorer, though.
Sure.
You know, so that attack, especially when you're playing with a workhorse like Antonio, you're going to get chances and he's going to stretch. You can come in late, that kind of thing. That's how he scored his goal. So, Yeah, Benrahma, someone you I definitely want in my team.
Yes.
At least for this, you know, first quarter of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And his price is going to go up. He's 6 mil. It's a great price to have. So I have a big decision to make here, whether to... Only way I can get him in, because I don't think I want to sell Barnes necessarily.
Uh-huh.
It's a tough one, man, because... Yeah, it's a tough one. I'd have to take a hit.
Sure, and I don't think that's worth it. I mean, so he actually plays... And so Benrahma, if he plays Leicester in game week 2. So I don't know if this is the week to bring him in, because I think that's going to be tough.
True.
If you don't have...
It's probably better to have Barnes for that one, actually.
Definitely better to have Barnes. But then he has Crystal Palace, Southampton, and then he plays United. Then he's away at Leeds, and then Brentford. So... I think game week 3 or 4 would be the time to just, you know, bring him in. But I don't think I'd panic, because we still don't know enough about him, right? Like, we have one game week.
And preseason.
Yeah. And I guess it's easy for me to say this because I have him. But if I didn't have him, I'd still be like, let's see how he does. What are you thinking about? Go for it.
I think my only worry is his price. Right, his price going up.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest worry, because if it goes by 0.1, it just kills everything that I'm trying to do.
Sure.
Including having Son in my team in game week 3, all that stuff. So, and if I get him, I'll be getting him as my fifth midfielder, meaning I have to go for a very cheap striker.
Yes.
So I probably have to sell.
I'm in that position. I don't know who,
maybe Tony or something.
Uh-huh. So you have 3 decent strikers, right? So I'm
I have Tony from Brentford. I have Ings, and I have Antonio.
Okay. You see, so I went with the option where I went with a 4.5 striker. I went with Perica this weekend, and he got sold. So I had to take him out. My hand was forced. So I was a little bit upset about that. But I do have Son in my team. I was buzzing when he scored. I budgeted for a blank. Yeah. I budgeted for a blank with Son. So my thought process was, I'm going to get Son in. I know he's going to blank against City, but I don't want to... I wasn't thinking he was going to score against City. Like, I'd be lying if I told you I put Son in for this game week. My plan was to have him in now so I didn't have to make too many moves, you know, come game week 2 or 3. And I have a bit more options so that I could see the field.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And also, from like what I was reading and what people were saying, with Kane out, Son was going to be playing through the middle. So long-term throughout the season, I think Sonny is going to get a couple of points, even without Kane. So that's why I was lucky that I had him. That was just a bit of a freak incident there. But I'm
not complaining. Something interesting about Son, during Pochettino's reign, right, when they had Dele Alli, Eriksen, and Kane as the main starters, and Son was off the bench, and they were playing that front three. Anytime Kane was injured and Son came in, he would get so many points. Like, he was the guy who would step up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And it feels like this will be a similar situation, especially, I mean, okay, whether Kane's there or not, he basically delivers.
Sure.
You know, he's always in the mix. So, yeah, like you said, and if he's going to be playing striker, that's even better, because he has the movement anyway.
100%.
And he can go left foot, right foot, no problem.
100%. Yeah. On that note, though, do you think they'll be able to break teams down? Because they were playing against City and they were sitting back and playing on the counter. So they have Leicester coming up. Then they're playing Watford. Does, you know, Tottenham struggle? Do they almost have the same problems that United had last year?
Because Kane was the one breaking them down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
'Cause ever since they lost Christian Eriksen.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. So that would be an interesting thing to check out, because, who's actually... Because they were playing counter-attack against City.
Yeah, it'll be interesting
not
to
be
see.
That's not going to be the case.
Yeah, Leicester, maybe they play on the counter against Leicester. But game week 3, I think, will be quite a telling week. I think if people do want Son, that's definitely the game. Unless prices go up and you have to move him in. But I think game week 3 is when a lot of people make a move for him. So you went with Mahrez. Speaking of Son, the alternative like to Son, like a lot of people had some City players. You know, I initially had Jack Grealish in my team.
Yeah.
And my last minute change. Like Jack Grealish was in my team the whole way through. And then at the very end, I was just like, no, I'm going to get Sonny in and get Grealish out. Because I thought to myself, like, I just don't know how he fits in this Pep, you know, setup.
Yeah.
And then with Mahrez, I just thought, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to have him for the Norwich game. But I was just worried about the Pep rotations. What was your thinking around, like, having Mahrez in there?
Mahrez was purely short term. So, my thinking was exactly. It was just purely for the Norwich game. That feels like, especially now that they lost, that's easily a 5-0 game, you know. And because of the British boys, you know, De Bruyne, they haven't really, you know, they're still kind of coming into the form. I'm a bit worried, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, is he going to start against Norwich?
I think he will.
I hope so. You know, I don't know how. I don't know if it's Phil Foden injured. He might be.
He's still injured.
So, yeah. So he will start. Yeah. So purely short term, and my thinking was getting Son in game week 3, which I might not do. Still, I might do that game week 4, just to avoid taking a hit.
Yeah, not bad.
Because
not bad.
And like you've just, you know, shed a light on them breaking teams down. Like, how's that gonna look, right? Mm-hmm. So now. In light of what you've said, even though I'm scared of the price increase and all that, I'm going to not make any changes this week. I don't think I need to, really.
Sure. Because
Tony himself, the Brentford guy, he's playing Crystal Palace. Yes. Might score a goal. Who knows?
Yeah.
And because he's a workhorse, he's like an Antonio in terms of how hard he works.
100%, right? Yes.
And that kind of, you know, work, you know, in a 1-0 game, he can give you 3 bonus points as well.
100%, yes.
And sure. He's not like is Giroud, for example, when he scores, you know, it's a 6 points. Like, you're not getting any bonus points,
yes,
even if it's 1-0. But he's not like that.
Yeah, he was quite influential in that game against Arsenal. Even though he didn't get in the goals, and I don't know if he had any shots that I can remember, but he was so influential in just being a nuisance for those centre backs.
So I want to see him against, you know, a lesser team, see what that's going to look like. Yes. I'll give him another look, see how that looks, and then decide if I want to keep him next week. Because if I'm going to get Benrahma in, I'm going to have to sell Tony and go for a very cheap striker and then go for a 5-man midfield.
Sure. And at this point, I don't know if Benrahma has given enough evidence for you to make that move. Like, I don't know if Benrahma is like a 2...
Not for a negative...
Not for a negative, or even like planning 2 weeks for him. Like, we don't have enough. Let's see how it pans out. So okay, that's interesting. With who are we talking about now? Sorry, my mind's just gone blank.
Benrahma. And Tony.
Tony. Yes, we'll talk about Brentford and how well he played. How he's going to do against Crystal Palace. I agree with you. I'm keen to see that as well. I don't have him, but. I think I'm going to wait. The person I'm going to be watching is Ings, because I have Ings. So I'm going to see, do I keep, because he's expensive. So I have him in at 8
mil.
Yeah,
that 8 mil is a lot.
It's a lot. It really is. So I'm thinking about downgrade. And
Aston Villa's not looking that good, is it?
No, yeah, exactly. And I mean, I checked the stats, because I didn't watch the game, but he scored a penalty. I don't think
last minute.
Yeah. Last minute. Didn't have any, I don't think he had any shot on target the whole game.
Which is worrying, because what that means is they're not creating chances.
Exactly. So that's concerning me. Like, he didn't have like any chances. So I'm gonna watch Villa, but I'm thinking I might downgrade. So do I do a straight swap for Calvert-Lewin, because he's looking good? I'm also thinking, do I downgrade to Tony so that I can free up funds for another thing I'm thinking about is Chelsea. I think game week 6. Chelsea's first 5 weeks are tough, but game week 6, I'm looking at a Lukaku maybe, you know, because I know he's going to score.
That's guaranteed.
Yeah, that's guaranteed.
Although Lukaku's annoying, he can go through a spell, in the Premier League at least. Mm-hmm. He can go through a spell, you know.
True. Which is why game week 6, when those games come around, I can see him doing well.
Yeah.
So
that would be an interesting one to watch. Who would you sacrifice in your team?
Yeah, so that's an interesting one, right? It would either, obviously I'd have to let go of Ings. So if I dropped Ings, I have about 8.5. I'd need another 3 million. So at that point, it's maybe Son who I'd have to...
And you'll have to assess as well, right?
Yes,
Is he doing well? Are they breaking teams down?
Exactly.
If they are, then you know, if he's banging every game...
Sure, exactly.
Then, you know, that would be a very difficult situation to be in.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like,
Lukaku's probably going to be taking the penalties when Jorginho's not in. He might even just take them.
Yes, exactly.
Take over, actually.
Exactly.
I have a feeling.
And I think it's not just me. I think we're all going to have a headache if Lukaku starts scoring. We're all going to have to, like, definitely see how we make that work.
It's going to be difficult.
Oh, yeah, it will be tough. But
sacrifices will have to be made.
Yeah, I think for me, it'll definitely be Son. There's no way that I can have Son, Bruno, Salah, and Lukaku. That just doesn't work. So I definitely think if I do bring Lukaku in, it will be for Son. I don't think I'll lose too much sleep over that.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah, interesting. I'm curious to see where that's going to go. I'm curious to see with Benrahma what's going to happen there. What do you think about Pogba? Pogba's price has gone up. I think people are overreacting with that.
I think so too, for sure. Again, right, it's the Leeds effect. Because mm-hmm. Leeds play a man-on-man and... You know, with the fluidity that we were playing with, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And now also another thing is he was playing way further forward. Is he going to be playing in that position long term? We have too many good wingers, right?
Yes.
So, for example, Sancho is going to need to start probably next game easily. That could easily happen. Greenwood has to start. Cavani's training. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
And now once Varane is back, Solskjaer might be more comfortable actually, you know, playing a Maxos, Pogba, Fernandes axis.
Sure.
Now, will he have all those chances to do what he was doing? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. It'll be something to watch. But yeah, I wouldn't, you know, overreact on Pogba as well.
Yeah,
but
me too.
How much is he?
7.5.
I mean, that's a great price. I'll give him that.
It is a good price.
But, you know, would I rather have him or Benrahma?
Yeah, it's hard to say right now, right?
It's hard to say right now.
Yeah, after one game week. Because Benrahma hasn't had a lot of minutes. Last season, he didn't have a lot of minutes. So, really interesting.
Because of Lingard, yeah.
Exactly. So, it'll be interesting to see. There's another guy who I'm watching at Watford. Saw.
Right.
So, he's another one who... Like, I mean, I'm looking at Benrahma, but maybe Saar's the guy, you know.
Yeah.
He has a low ownership of 4%. And from
how much? 6 as well?
He's 6 million as well, you know. So it's going to be interesting to see who the budget, like, you know, every season there's that budget midfielder who we all just bring into our team. So it's going to be interesting to see who that is.
And that's why your advice of not panicking, watching what happens, because I do a -4, sell Tony, you know, to get in Benrahma, and then Benrahma does nothing, Tony scores,
then
I'm on suicide watch after that. So
exactly.
We don't really, I think it's better to just, you know, watch what happens, and I have a good team, you know.
Yeah. You don't wanna.
Mahrez is a great game coming up, and my plan was to sell him, you know, game week 3. We'll see what happens. I'll be assessing.
Sure.
And what you mentioned about Ings is actually interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking of selling Tony. Maybe I'm selling Ings, right?
Oh yeah, you have both, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Like, I think
exactly.
Yeah, right now Ings is on. I don't want to say fraud watch, but even though he got me returns, I'm looking at him and I'm like, I'm like, I don't know if you stay in my team long term when I could have Calvert-Lewin for the same price.
Yeah. Or even Richarlison, right?
Yes. cheaper.
Because he's been in a rich vein of form, even for Brazil.
Exactly.
Preseason, he's been really good.
Exactly. So yeah, that's one I'm watching. Speaking of that, I was gonna say on your point of Mahrez, I think it's so. If I told you, like, because Mahrez is playing Spurs, and then he's playing Norwich, and then who does he have after that? So let me see here. Then he has Arsenal in game week 3, and I like City against Arsenal in game week 3. But all if day. I told you, if I told you in those 3 weeks he blanks one of those weeks, you'd take it, right? You'd be like, cool, I'll take the 2 points and maybe a 10 to 15 against Norwich, and maybe a 6 against Arsenal. So, like, I think people who have Mahrez, like, don't panic, because it's just too short a window. Even with Son, I'm not getting too excited about it, because like I was telling you before we started, I budgeted for Son to blank. So I think Mahrez is still, like, your plan hasn't, like, you know, fallen flat yet.
And KDB is probably starting the next game.
Yes, exactly.
City can't, you know, afford to not start him.
Do you think Kyle Walker comes back? Because I think that was also, you know...
That was glaring, yeah. Mendy, yes. My word. Yeah. Yeah, Cancelo probably back at left back. Kyle Walker in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's going to be some changes to be made.
Yeah, no. So I think Mahrez is... Man, for all we know, next week we might be saying, damn. I mean, for us who don't have Mahrez.
Yeah, because Mahrez has those games, right? Where he just scores twice. Yes,
exactly. He just turns up.
Because I also budgeted for a blank from... Because I was torn between Son and Mahrez.
Mm-hmm.
I budgeted for a blank between the two guys.
Yeah.
Both of them. So I was like, okay, who do I like for game two?
Yes, exactly.
And I liked Mahrez, so...
Yes.
Let me not be mad yet. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see. Gundogan, I heard, is injured, you know, so that's also interesting with City.
That's a shame for them.
I don't know if you saw in the game when he hurt his shoulder and...
fell towards the end, huh?
Yeah. So, I'm hearing it's quite a... He's going to be out some time. I don't know how long. So, we'll see. But, yeah, Deuce, I think we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
Great chat.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We're excited to be back. Excited for Premier League football. Be sure to like and subscribe. This is us. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right. Peace.